And welcome into the Rise Up Reno Prevention Network radio program. Today, our guest is Carla Smith herself. She's the executive director. And Carla, I always look forward to doing these shows with you. And again, we are still recording from home, but that's okay. We're making the most of it. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Every time we record one, I think, oh, this will be our last one from home. But it's still going. So we'll see. Well, maybe someday we'll be back.
Yep, we'll have our studios open up hopefully June 1st. And you and I can get back in there and maybe be a little more comfortable, although this has worked out okay. But appreciate your patience and your time and all this, Carla.
Oh, it's been kind of fun. Kind of nice. I can, like, hang out with my dog and talk to you, and, you know, everything's good. So it's working.
Well, that's good. Well, as we always do, if you don't mind telling people maybe what the purpose of Rise Up Reno Prevention Network is, how to contact you, maybe some social media and website information and a phone number, that'd be terrific if you do that.
All right. Well, Rise Up Reno Prevention Network is exactly what it says. It's prevention. We do prevention for drug and alcohol abuse or misuse and suicide, other just issues that kids run into, and we want to see prevented, like bullying and violence and truancy, all the basics. So prevention is a way to get ahead of the problem, and instead of dealing with the problems as they happen, give kids a way to kind of set themselves up for success. And so that's where we're at. We want to get ahead and help kids have the tools they need so that they can avoid getting into problems later and they can help each other out. So that's prevention. We are available at riseupreno.org, and we have all the social media, and you can get there from our website. We have emails that are also on our website. And right now, our office phones are not getting to us. We're only checking them about once a week. So email is the way to go, and everything you need is on our website, riseupreno.org.
And is David Sotelo still maintaining the Facebook page? He's always done such a nice job at that. And there's some funny videos and some serious videos, and it's always a good place to go.
Yes. We got a great Facebook page. We've always got some good information and just some fun things to see, and just reminders that, you know, life might be a little different, and there are challenges for all of us in all kinds of situations, but it's good to take care of yourself, and it's good to reach out to others. And a lot of the things that we do that we don't even realize are prevention would be like reaching out to others and taking care of our neighbors and looking out for kids that, you know, maybe are home alone a little more than usual, and, you know, just letting them know that you still care about them and you still know they're there. And those things are all prevention. Those are all ways to connect and to build resilience. And so Dave's really good at keeping that kind of stuff on our social media. He's done a great job. So we've enjoyed having him.
Yeah, I should also give credit to Lisa and Angie. They post things and do a great job, and yourself as well.
We all try to share a little bit, but mostly we dump it on Dave now because he's at the bottom of the totem pole and he just gets that. So he thinks he's good at it. He thinks that's why, but, you know.
Yeah, well, and he likes it. He doesn't mind doing it.
He is good at it. He is very good at it. It's very helpful to have somebody that has an eye for it.
Yeah. So, Carla, things are, I guess we can say, loosening up a little bit. We're into phase 1.5. Phase 2, I think, is coming pretty quick, and hopefully we get to phase 3 maybe a little quicker. Reno County, well, at this point only has one case. I think there was something at the county jail. But for the most part, we're in pretty good shape in Reno County. So as summer, you know, is not too far away, of course, you know, this is the official weekend of kickoff of summer, and the kids are starting to get together a little bit more. School has more or less officially ended. And in summertime, it's just right around the corner. So as well, maybe get together and meet and talk in person as opposed to FaceTiming and, you know, TikTok and all these other things. It is changing for the good, I think, pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think it is going to change pretty quickly. And I think keeping kids home has been a challenge for parents, for sure. So it will be... it'll be hard to keep them from getting out and just getting involved as fast as they can. It'll be interesting to see as sports teams and pools and those types of things start opening, you know, how I just think kids will go right back to the behaviors they had before. I don't think it'll affect them near as much as it will adults. I think adults will be a little more leery and wearing their masks when they're supposed to, and, you know, just taking their time to get back into, you know, that physical distancing is going to be, it's going to be there for a little while. But
well, Carla, I have to admit, at this point, I've been working at home for 9 weeks. Couldn't really stand it the first seven and a half weeks. Just, you know, I mean, I was being productive, but it's right. Different working from home. Well,
yes.
You were early on saying you didn't mind it. You were getting more work done than maybe otherwise. I'm kind of coming over to your side, and it's going to be time for me to go back to work.
Yeah, exactly. I think I'm ready to go back to the office, though. I think, you know, there have been some good weeks that I've gotten a lot done, and there have been some weeks that it was really hard to, you know, walk away from the office and go back to being with the family because everything's right together. But I think I'm looking forward to being back in the office. It's going to be nice to have, you know, each other to feed off of and just get information from and just have that proximity of being with other people that are doing the same job. I think that'll be nice. I'm looking forward to it now.
Good. Well, that's good. So, you know, of course, you work most closely with 308, USD 308. You do have other programs in all the schools in the county for the most part. So with summer kicking off, I'm not saying you guys stop what you're doing, but of course the whole complexion changes with, you know, school not being in session, but you are still there through the summer. And if kids or parents need some help, you are available to help them. But there is a transition time, and then you'll kick back into in August pretty much full swing again.
Right, exactly. We do have some parenting programs that are available in the summer. So if people are needing to just go through a program to, you know, get some new ideas and get refreshed and feel like they're ready to deal with just home situations, you know, things can be stressful. And sometimes we just need a little extra input that we're doing okay. And that's good. So we'll have those available at the office. And we have just a little bit of time. It always seems like, oh, we've got the whole summer, but it's really not very long. It's about 5 weeks that we can kind of clean up from last year and get ready for next year and, you know, print new forms and get new things ready. And, you know, we had a lot of changes last year with our name and our logo and director and new employees. And it's just been a lot of things going on in the last year. So this will be kind of our first year to hit the ground running with everybody in place and ready to go. So I'm kind of excited about that. We should be, you know, off to a really good start this year, and that'll be fun. We do have a few things that the youth leadership do over the summer. Sometimes they have a work day together. Hopefully they will do some kind of a fundraiser at some point. We don't have that planned yet. We've talked about different things as far as, you know, some of them will probably are applying to go to Washington, D.C. next February. So we'll do an application process for that. It's just kind of a few things here and there to finish up and a few things that they get to do to get ready. We have a group of ambassadors, which would be the youth leadership kids that are just getting ready for next year. So they'll be putting schedules together and working on orientation and what they want new kids to know about and, you know, teachers and getting information out to principals. There's a few new principals moving around here and there. So we always try to catch up with them and just let them know what we offer before they get too busy. So it's just not a lot of downtime, but it's a little different time.
Yeah, that's right. Again, this is the Rise Up Reno Prevention Network radio program. And of course, we're visiting with Carla Smith, who is the executive director. And Carla, we had Rick Krause on, assistant superintendent with 308, a couple shows ago. Mm-hmm. And they don't know yet what the new school year is going to look like. Perhaps it will incorporate distance learning or, you know, computer classes from home. But frankly, it's all speculation at this point. So I'm
right.
Not sure how Rise Up Reno prepares for something that's not been decided yet. So what are your plans as you work with 308 preparing for next school year? Or is that even started yet?
I don't know that anybody is saying for sure this is exactly what's going to happen because nobody knows. So they've got several different contingency plans. And, you know, Rick was saying that they just have to be flexible and see what happens. So I think that there will be some differences, and I think that we'll have to be respectful of that. But our goals are the same. Our goals are going to be to give kids some resiliency skills, some coping skills, an opportunity to have a mentor or to have peer influence around them that's healthy. We want to help them change unhealthy norms into healthy norms. So, you know, one of the things we ran into last school year was lots and lots of electronic devices of the vapes, and they have all different kinds now, the Juuls and the Vues and all of the stuff that they could get nicotine or marijuana in. So, you know, we don't want that to be a norm. We don't want people to think, we don't want the kids or the youth to think that everybody's doing that. So we need to get the message out that most kids aren't. So a lot of the things that we're doing are going to be the same, whether there's physical distancing or whether kids are, you know, doing school at home or someplace, you know, coming in at different times, whatever it is that the situation is. Our goals are still the same. We want to help kids build healthy coping skills and to set them up to make good choices, to avoid drug and alcohol misuse, suicide, bullying, dating, violence, truancy, you know, all of those things that can be issues. So our goal is to set them up for success. No matter what that looks like, it's going to still involve having healthy kids making healthy choices.
So I want to congratulate Rise Up Reno Prevention Network. I did see the final numbers and the distribution from the Match Day Foundation. So you're going to get a decent little influx of cash just in the form of a check, and then a fair amount of that will certainly go into the foundation for Rise Up Reno. But a hugely successful day. I don't know if you – I'm not going to share the numbers. If you want to, that's fine. But a lot of people stepped up and gave to the cause, and congratulations on that, Carla.
Thank you. I'm not sure exactly what our final total was. It's on our Facebook, but I know we had 75 donors, people who gave gifts, and that's very encouraging. 75 people who know what we do and are want to be a part of making a difference, and that's really really encouraging. So we thank them so much. The match was awesome. It's really great to have our own endowment fund. We've had that for probably 10 years, and that's, you know, just a way of saying that we're here for the long haul. We're going to be here until that endowment fund can take care of us and keep us going. And even if something would happen to our agency, that our coalition would go on and continue to make a difference and offer opportunities that are important. So that's really awesome. We're very, very happy with our turnout and the money that came in, and just very proud of all of our followers or donors and gifters. They were awesome.
Well said. And let me ask you about this. As parents engage with their kids in probably a little different way as we begin summer, they're no longer responsible for any kind of class or the packets that they had to work with. What would you tell the parents and grandparents out there to maybe watch out for this summer as the kids have a little more freedom, the weather gets better, and just things to look out for so they can help prevent these things in the home and with the kids, with the children their kids are, you know, associated with or hanging around with? What do you tell them to look for and watch out for?
Well, hopefully over these last few weeks where they've been helping them stay on task with their schoolwork and things, they have, families have been building relationships and families have had a chance to, you know, really connect. And I hope that that will continue as we move into summer. And I think it will for a majority of people. So take that time to get to know what your kids are doing, who they're hanging out with, where they're going. It's okay to be the parent police, because that's who you are. You're the parents, whether you're the parents or the grandparents or whoever's raising kiddos needs to keep an eye on them and know where they're at and what they're doing. Just knowing that somebody is holding them accountable is going to help them make better choices. So it's good for them to have those rules and boundaries. And you guys have done such a great job of having schedules and keeping up with schoolwork. And, you know, you're already on the roll. So keep that up. There are other families who do not have those types of protections in place for their kids. Maybe mom and dad are gone all the time and kids have a little more just running around time and maybe less responsibility. Those are the kinds of kids that are more risk. So if you're the neighbor and you're watching out for your kid, watch out for that kid too. And if you get a chance to build a relationship with those kids, if you see them every day at the quick shop at the same time, you know, tell them hi and talk to them. And if they think adults are watching them or involved in their lives, they're more likely to make good choices. So just stay connected to the kids and let them know that you care about them. And sometimes they don't love it, but it's still good for them. So hang in there.
So it's also been pretty difficult here the last few months on the adult mentors that your program has on Rise Up Reno Prevention
Yes.
Network. And I know a lot of them are probably inquiring or want to know how their, you know, the child that they're mentoring is doing, and maybe they can't, you know, be in contact with them. You want to give
Right.
us an update on first of all, how we become a mentor in Rise Up Reno as an adult, and then kind of how things are going with those folks as the school year wrapped up.
Well, it is sad that they didn't really get any closure, and there was a lot of that for different groups during the school year. The closure just wasn't there, and that's too bad. But next year, which is coming right up, they're probably going to be able to reconnect with the kids that they were connected with before and maybe make some new connections as well. So if you want to be a mentor, and we totally want you to, all you need to do is get the application, which is online at riseupreno.org. Call us or text us, email us if you have any questions. You get that application filled out. There's a background screening and a training. And when we do the training, make sure that you kind of know what you want to do, whether you want to work with a particular classroom or work with a group of kids that's reading or just spend one-on-one time with a kid. You could go to lunch with a kid once a week. We encourage you to spend an hour every week doing something because that's a really good time to make a connection. An hour a week makes a difference. So you can choose what you want to do for that hour. And after the training, and we've kind of got that all set up, and we get the background check back and make sure that everything's good, we'll get you started. And that could be as early as September. It won't be in August. And it takes us a little while to get background checks back the first of the year because people all over the state are doing them. So September would be the earliest that we would get that started. But we definitely need to get mentors in place. Those are opportunities for the youth and especially the younger students to make a connection. And a lot of times those are the kids who maybe don't have as many parents at home or as many, you know, connections in other places. So they need those connections. So we encourage you to do that. We have, I'm going to say maybe 150 people who are working in that, volunteering in that way, but we would love to double that this year. So let's get people in there and make some connections.
Well, you've had a couple of those mentors on as guests, and they mm-hmm. all say the same thing, that, you know, as much as these children get from the time spent with a mentor, they probably get as much, if not more, than the child gets from that experience.
An experience when you're mentoring a kid, a young person, an hour a week. I mean, you see something different from each week. And from the beginning of the school year to the end of the school year, you see a huge difference. When you have your own kids at home and you're with them every day, you just don't see that kind of change as quickly as, you know, as obviously as you do when you're mentoring a kid. So it is a great opportunity. And I think that the people who go in as volunteers just almost always love it and can't wait to sign up again the next year. So I encourage you to give it a shot. If you have like a company that you work for, it would be really cool to have, you know, like a group of people come during lunch, or to have, you know, an hour during the week that you let your employees off to go do that. Also, you know, retired people enjoy coming. It's really easy. An hour a week. It's very easy. So we hope we get lots more this year.
Well, and I don't mean to belabor the fact that you always need money, but I don't know that we've ever talked about corporate sponsorships, or if a company out there would like to help Rise Up Reno Prevention Network, I would think there's some possibilities for them.
There definitely would be some possibilities. I would love to have a corporate sponsor that would just help with mentoring. It would be also, you know, really awesome to have somebody that would work with the youth leadership kids, because they're really mentoring their peers, and youth listen to youth more than they listen to adults. So there's definitely opportunities there. We have parenting programs. I mean, we have so much going on that there's a lot of places that a corporation could help and even offer volunteers. That would be incredible. So I want to tell you a story, and we only have 5 minutes left. So did you catch that? Sure. I was watching the time.
Yeah, so, I was just going to say, you've been nice to let me ask all the questions. Is there something you want to bring up?
I do. I want to tell a story. So we talked last week just for a second about maybe not everybody understands why prevention is important. And we have a lot of agencies that do just good work, really do good work on the front lines, helping people who need help. And when we're talking about drug and alcohol misuse, then, you know, people get into situations where they're using and they don't know how to get out, or they don't necessarily want to get out. A lot of times they're running into having to go to treatment, having to go to jail, having to go to court, having to get medical help, maybe detox, eventually even possibly homeless. Those are all very expensive things for the community, expensive for the person and for the community, heartbreaking for the family and for the person. When they eventually get out of that, they, you know, it's just a very difficult situation. So this is a way I want to explain that prevention works. There is a community, and the community is close to a river, and somebody's out walking by the river, and they see that a kid is kind of like stuck in the river and can't get out. And so they're hollering and screaming. And so they jump in and go to where the rapids are and save the kid and get the kid out. Well, the next day, the same guy's out walking and he sees another kid. And then the next day he sees two kids, and he keeps jumping in and trying to save these kids. But pretty soon there's more kids than he can pull out by himself. So the community rallies and says, we have to stop these kids from drowning. We don't want them to go all the way down the river to where there's a waterfall or more danger. So let's get boats. Let's get lifeguards. Let's train people to do CPR. Let's get ready to deal with all of the trauma and crisis as it's happening right here in our community. So they do. They get all of those things together. And then the guy who was originally out there saving the first kid says, this is kind of weird. Where are all these kids coming from? And so he takes off and he's going to walk up the river, up the stream, and see what's happening. And everybody in the community says, where are you going? We need you. We need everybody. We need everybody here to save these kids as they're coming down the river. And so he says, no, wait, I need to go check on this. And he goes upstream because the kids are coming from somewhere. So how are the kids ending up in the stream? What are they doing there? Why are they putting themselves in danger? He goes upstream and he starts asking the hard questions, and he finds where the kids are falling in. Some of them are falling in because the cliff on the side is not sturdy. Maybe they need a fence there. Others are falling in because somebody's pushing them. It's a bad location and there's a gang of, you know, bad things happening there. Other kids may be falling in because a river needs, or a bridge needs repaired. So there's all these things going on that are causing people to get to that crisis. But if we would stop the problem to keep the kids from falling in the river in the first place, we wouldn't have the crisis where the community is. So hopefully people will understand that we do have to do some prevention work, and we do have to ask some hard questions, and we have to find out why kids are falling in, why kids are being tempted to use electronic cigarettes, and why kids are being pushed into harder drugs, or why there's a truancy issue at times. So if we're going to find out, we can keep pulling them out, you know, where the crisis is, or we can go up and fix the bridge and keep the kids from falling in. So when we're talking about prevention, it's important. It's cheaper than treatment and homelessness and detox and health care centers and ERs. It's a way to help kids have healthy norms and for them to encourage others to have healthy norms. and it's an opportunity for us to make a difference that lasts. So I encourage everybody to find out more about prevention. Call us, look us up, come see us. We're at riseupreno.org, and we're excited to work with you. So thank you for working with us.
Carla, terrific analogy and way to express the comparison of that story along with the real life happenings in every community, especially Reno County. And always appreciate your time, and thanks for today's Rise Up Reno Prevention Network radio show, and we'll do this again next week.
Thanks, John. You're awesome. Appreciate you.
You bet. Take care, and we thank everybody out there for listening to the Rise Up Reno Prevention Network radio show. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. Keep it safe, and we'll see you back here next week.